Lou Manfredini.
And you're going to fall right on your LaBanza when you hear this. Listen good.
And this is House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio, 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. How can I help you this morning? Building, renovating, can't find a 2x4 to save your life? I got a guy. No, I don't really have a guy. But
looking good.
But you're right, exactly. Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
I was teasing our new Tulu too.
Oh my gosh, do we have a funny new Tulu?
I thought you were setting yourself
up.
No.
I'm going to save that. I'm going to save that whole thing for a little bit later on. But you know, it's interesting when we rebranded the Good Morning Don and Good Morning Joe. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning, Lou. Doing well.
I'm well. When we rebranded the whole you know, the show used to be called the Mr. Fix-It Show. 877-213-4-LOU is our phone number. 877-213-4568. And then when I started doing the TV show, I thought, well, we should probably, you know, keep it all consistent, whatever. And plus the fact when you say house smarts, house smarts, there's so many different things you do in your house, right? And I thought, well, that would open it up to kind of expand. And today's Noodaloo 2, Don and Joe, it has everything to do with your hair.
Oh, perfect.
Excellent.
Uh-huh.
I need
right.
some tips.
And what's really funny is that, you know, how segments and stuff live forever, like on websites and stuff. Lindsay even joked about this. Like, if you go to HowSmartsRadio.com, there's a bunch of Noodaloo 2s there. Or, you know, or if you go to our YouTube channel, there's a bunch of Noodaloo 2s there. And they're all around the house. You know, everything that has to do with the home. Here's a shovel. Here's a hammer. Here's a, you know, kind of the stuff, you know, the kind of stuff that you would think. And, but this is going to be everything to do about your hair. And it's going to be a game changer.
Yes. I like to pivot.
Game changer.
Don pivot. And Joe, right?
we're sporting some bedhead this morning. So, yeah, that'd be fantastic.
And this could help you. And it's yes.
Not for long, boys.
Yeah.
Sweet. Not for long.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Look under your desk.
Whoa.
Sweet. So that's coming up a little bit later on this morning. I think you'll find that to be very interesting. But what can I do to help you this morning? 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. I read an interesting article last night, actually, about the lumber industry and how commodity prices for lumber are through the roof. It's something like triple or quadruple the amount of money that it was. And there's a very interesting theory that the commodity prices have everything to do with the recession of 2008. And it has nothing to do with the logs and the logging industry. Actually, the trees and everything that goes into the timber industry is actually still pretty consistent and cheap, but it's actually the manufacturing in the sawmills. And there aren't enough sawmills to create the wood. And back in 08, when the past 10 years has been awful for the lumber and the industry, you know, the lumber manufacturers. And so many of the sawmills shut down or closed down or consolidated. And so there aren't enough places to make 2x4s, to make 2x12s, to make conventional lumber. And then added to that, and I kind of knew this a little bit. I have a very dear friend of mine who's in the paper industry. So she works for these big mills that make all this paper. Well, in a sawmill, when they're done making 2x4s and all that other kind of stuff, they have all these chips and sawdust left over, as you can imagine, right? And that's pulp that they sell to the paper industry. Well, their paper mills have shut down, and there aren't enough paper mills to take the pulp. And so then they have all this extra. So it's this vicious cycle, and you know, the sawmills tend to be a little bit more conservative in their, you know, sure, they could build another sawmill for $1 million+ that would take a while to get online, and then once when they get it done and built, the industry will change. So while people are running to Home Depot to buy, you know, 2x4s and whatever, the volume that we have right now may not be there. And so the conservative approach to these sawmills is we're working as fast as we can. We just can't cut it fast enough and shape it fast enough. And It was a really interesting article, and I thought that kind of shed some light as to why a 2x4 is $10, which is crazy. 877-213-4LU, 877-213-4568. Our first call this morning is sponsored by Bathfitter. Just go to bathfitter.com to learn more, /Lou. Let's talk to, I believe it is Bill, who's in Winnetka. Bill, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou.
How may I help you, sir?
I'm hoping you can give me some assistance here. We have a concrete driveway that needs to be replaced. And along with the concrete driveway, just adjacent to it, we have a flagstone sidewalk that leads up to the front of the house, held in place with the concrete. And over the years, it has dipped and dropped, and it poses a real hazard. And the two are not on the same level. They're not the same surface. Mm-hmm. We're contemplating replacing both of them. And we're looking at poured concrete to smooth it out, to keep it, what I'd like to do is to see if your reaction to this, what needs to be done in preparation for it, and if you have anybody that you would recommend.
Well, okay. The sidewalk, you said the sidewalk and the driveway run adjacent to each other. So would it just be visually, would it just be an extension of the driveway, or would we put some sort of seam to actually create what looks like a walkway?
Well, that's part of the... My wife would like to keep it smooth.
Right.
Rather than a textured sidewalk.
Right, right. Well, I mean, okay, so there's something to be said about keeping the substrates consistent. I mean, the thing is, when you talk about that flagstone and that look, you are going to lose a little bit of that design element of the front of it. Now, you could do something where you do the driveway in a smooth finish, and if you did it all in concrete, you could have the concrete contractor stamp the portion of it that looks like a walkway to kind of differentiate between the two and add a little design element to it. It'll all be concrete, but there would be a little bit of a difference in the look, which might get you closer to, I mean, other than the fact that the flagstone is uneven and it's, something that's been problematic for you, visually, if you're standing in the sidewalk looking at it, does it look nice? Or you're just done with it.
It's very difficult to keep clean.
Yeah.
I power wash it.
Constantly.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I hear you. Okay.
The front step we would keep.
Sure. Right. And that's in decent shape. Why don't you do this? I think that I have zero problem with you doing exactly what you described. If you wanted to do just concrete and bring it all over and your wife wanted to keep it nice and smooth, I think that that could look good. We have a sponsor in the Chicago area called, do you have a pen or a pencil? Robert R.
Yep.
Andreas and Sons. Robert Andreas and Sons. And if you hang on, I'll get you the phone number of them, and you can call them. They've been around for a very long time, and they could talk to you about the doing the concrete, removing what you have, and making it look really nice. But I have no problem with the idea that what you're mentioning to do that and make it all consistent. Okay, you ready for that phone number? It's 708.
I am.
863-5735. 708-863-5735.
Okay.
You tell them that right. Lou right. told you to call, and they should be able to help you out, no problem. Thanks so much for the phone call. All right, that's how it works. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. We will take a quick break and be back right after this.
Your favorite handyman, right here on House Smart Radio.
I love you people. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. Our next caller is going to get a House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. If you're working remotely and don't have enough room, let Cobblestone Remodeling create the ideal workspace in your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. And we're going to send that phone, or that hat rather, all the way down to South Carolina where Tom is. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Wonder if you can make me house smart.
I'll give it my best shot, my friend.
So I have a small cottage. I want to put down laminate, either laminate or vinyl tile. And I understand from the estimate that I have particle board underneath my rug. I'm just wondering if that's okay. They're saying it's fine as long as it's solid. But have you had experience in that, especially with the price of plywood, as you were just saying?
Oh, my gosh.
I really don't want to have to cover it all with plywood again. You know?
Well, do you have, when you said you have particle board, is it particle board or is it oriented strand board? This is your subfloor, correct?
Yes.
And is this house?
Which I haven't seen myself.
Okay. Is this your, is this house we're speaking of in South Carolina?
No, it's up in the Adirondacks. So it's a cottage.
Like it's cottage. Okay. And cottage. do you have a, is it on a crawl space or is it a basement underneath that area?
There is, it's on a, it's on cinder block. So there's a small 5 foot area underneath, in some spaces, maybe 6 foot. So I could look at it if that's what you're getting at.
Well here. Yeah. So here's what I would do. I mean, just to ensure that what you're putting on there looks good. My guess is, it is some type of what's called oriented strand board or OSB, which would be typical for a subfloor, not particle board. I mean, particle board is a kind of a blanket term that you would argue, you could argue that OSB is particle board. So, you know, I get that. But OSB is certainly an appropriate material for a subfloor. In your case, the fact that you've got a small crawl, I would highly recommend that you do, if the subfloor is sound, that you do some type of 100% waterproof vinyl, luxury vinyl tile. Because...
Oh, not laminate?
No, because, you know, you get a little bit of moisture. I mean, you're going to want to put a moisture barrier down if you put a laminate there. And if that gets too much moisture, it's going to start to buckle. With the luxury vinyl, it's all integrated. You literally could throw it in a lake and pull it out and let it dry and then clip put it back in. You couldn't do that with a laminate floor. Plus the fact the luxury vinyl tends to be a little bit thicker. And because the whole substrate is a vinyl, it tends to with laminate flooring, because it's so rigid, you can sometimes get a little floor, what they call a floor slap when you walk on it. Like there's a pocket and you can kind of feel, oh, here's a little pocket here. I can feel it when I stand here. The luxury vinyl, the luxury vinyl tends to, it after a little bit of time, it actually settles in and rests to kind of take the shape of what the subfloor is. And so you, it's been my experience that you get a much more consistent looking floor, and the fact that, you know, you can drop a drink on it and not freak out. Oh my gosh, I got to clean it up. It's 100% waterproof.
Do I need to put leveling compound down?
I mean, if there are, if there are low spots, right? I mean, a good flooring contractor is going to come in with a very long straight edge to kind of get a sense like, oh, there's a little bit of a dip here. They'll use a product called Jif Set to kind of level it all off a little bit. And, then they'll get that substrate going. As long as it's solid underneath there, my recommendation is that you consider doing a luxury vinyl, which I think you'll see will do a nice job. Thanks so much for the phone call. I want to see if I can get one more call in here before we take a break. This is Gary, who is in New Jersey. Hey, Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for having this program. I listen to it as often as I can. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you listening. How may I help you?
I am putting some new doors inside my house, and I don't know if I measured one out of eight doors wrong or if the manufacturer goofed, but the door's a quarter of an inch too big. And
too big which way? Too big which way?
Too wide.
Okay. Now,
too wide.
Are you going? Are you going into an existing opening?
Yeah, I took the entire door out, so I'm down to the frame.
Oh, you're down. Okay, so, but in other words, you took the entire jamb and everything out.
Yes.
So this is a pre-hung door.
Correct.
Okay. And what I'm looking at now are the 2x4s that surround this opening?
Correct.
Okay. And is it drywall or plaster on either side of that?
Drywall.
Okay. So let's do this. What kind of tools do we have? Do we own a reciprocating saw?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to start at the floor and measure up about, okay, so you got 6'8". So measure up about every foot, put a horizontal line across that opening, and take your sawzall and make a cut and go in about a half of an inch. You got an inch, you got more than likely you got 2x4s there around these openings, but even if you just have one, it's okay. Go in every 6 inches with a half inch in with the sawzall. And then you're going to take that like your Han Solo lightsaber and get in there and slice down and take a half inch out. Do that on the hinge side of the door to slide that in. Shim it, be careful, and then trim it and don't tell anybody. It'll be our little secret, all right? But the reason that you want to, put those horizontal lines in there, it gives you a reference point as you're going, oh, I'm going too deep. And if you gouge it a little bit, it's not the end of the world. But it buys you a little bit of space that you can slide this thing in, shim it, and go. But do it on the hinge side if you can, okay?
Understood.
You got it. Good luck.
Terrific. Thank you. Have
you
a good day now.
You too. I appreciate you calling this morning. That's how it works. 877-2134-LOU. 877-213-4568. We'll take a break and be back right after this. But first, let me tell you about BathFitter. You know, people looking to update their bath often ask me, hey, what company should I use? Well, I don't have to think too hard. You see, BathFitter is the easy answer. They've been installing luxury tubs, showers, and walls for over, get this, 35 years. They're true professionals from the top to the bottom. They'll custom make your new bath to fit perfectly over the existing one. And the one-piece seamless wall system ensures a watertight fit, making it easy to maintain. Their design options are endless, so you're sure to find a tub or shower or a wall design that you're going to love. Now, BathFitter comes with a lifetime warranty. That's how quality their materials are. Installation will be done by just one BathFitter technician who will complete the install in just one day while following strict safety protocols to ensure your well-being. How about you kickstart your bath remodel today with the experts over at BathFitter? Get a pencil. Here's the phone number, 877-792-BATH. You can use a pen. 877-792-BATH. And the best part is they have this great financing options for you as well. Call now, 877-792-BATH, and you can tell them that Lou sent you.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw.
877-213-4-LOU is the phone number. Good morning, everybody. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. How can I help you this morning?
But I still wake up, I still see a ghost.
You know, we've been featuring these farm stories in the morning that our daughter Carmen has been putting together and kind of coming up with different ideas about what's going on in and around the farm. And I like doing those early in the morning here, thinking that we've got some ag people out there listening. So here's our farm story for this morning. Take a listen.
If buying your weekly carton of eggs from the grocery has gotten too easy for you, you may want to visit Happy Acre Farms in Montague, Michigan for a challenge. Owner Leslie Bond Streicher offers you the chance to take home her chickens and see for yourself how exactly you get your food. And it's no yoke. Besides raising chickens, cows, pigs, horses, peacocks, and turkeys, Leslie offers folks the opportunity to, what she calls, rent a chicken. It's just like renting an apartment, only there's a lot more dirty work and even more clucking. Rent a Chicken is a 6-month poultry adoption program where you pay to take home and care for some of Leslie's many laying hens. Leslie sets you up with everything you'll need, including 2 to 4 hens, a chicken coop, food, and whatever else could come in handy. From there, she takes you through step-by-step care and responsibilities. And after that, the rest is up to you. Leslie has had many takers over the last 3 years Rent-A-Chicken has been in business. Folks have either left the experience ready to raise some of their own, or happy to have a return date. Either way, it's a great learning experience, and takes one thing off your weekly grocery list, even though the trade-off isn't exactly fair. But if you're up for the challenge to really earn your eggs, Happy Acre Farms is the place to go. And who knows? Your bacon could be next.
Very nice. Thank you. I love that. Rent a chicken. That's not a bad idea. 877-2134-LOU, 877-213-4568. Let's talk to Bernie in Delray Beach, Florida. Hey, Bernie, good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
A truck broke down in front of my house several days ago. And after they towed the truck away, I noticed an oil stain in the in the street, just at the end of my driveway, in the asphalt. I don't know if it's oil or tranny fluid, but I'm wondering how I might clean it up. It looks pretty disgusting.
How do you, what do you use for when you do your laundry? What brand of detergent?
Well, let me ask.
I can't believe you have to ask.
Tide.
Tide, perfect. I want you. Is it liquid or powder?
Liquid.
Okay. Take the liquid Tide out there. It sounds like it's the first time you've ever held a bottle of Tide. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm kidding.
Go out there and pour it full strength on the area where you see the smudge or whatever it is, and scrub that with a brush, and then let it sit there for half an hour, and then take the garden hose and rinse it again. It should neutralize that, but the sooner the better. You said it happened yesterday?
No, it was several days ago.
Okay, all right. Well, it should still go in there. It's a really good trick. Back in the day, I used to, I don't think I'm sure they still make powdered Tide, but it used to be powdered Tide that you did it with, but it'll work with the liquid Tide as well.
And is that the only brand that'll work?
No. What else you got? Okay. What else you got?
I don't know. Dawn or...
Dawn. I mean, you could... Now, the Dawn, if you have the dish soap for Dawn, that could work really well, too, especially the concentrate. That does a really good job on the oil. But the trick is you got to get it on, scrub it, let it sit there for a half an hour so it breaks apart the oil, and then you can go ahead and rinse it, and that should work. I appreciate the phone call. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Bridget Christine in Bridgeport. Hi, Christine. There she is. She's hearing me.
Hello.
Yeah, hello there. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I'm doing great. How can I help you?
Good. I want to put artificial grass in my front yard. I only have a 12-by-8-foot section. It's a typical garden, 4 steps down, just a little area. And we have 2 dogs that run around, and half of my backyard is AstroTurf already, but just the rolls, and that's their boxing ring. But I'd like to put the thicker stuff, and I saw Home Depot, like the 1-by-1-foot squares, and they interlock with each other,
right?
But it's a deeper grass. It's not just the carpet.
Right.
What's your thought?
I don't know the specific manufacturer that Home Depot carries, but I am familiar with there's several of them like that interlock. One of the best companies that sort of not invented but made the best artificial grass for this is called Synth Lawn. SYNTH. And the fact that you have such a small area, and it's the front of your house and you want it to look really nice, Christine, you may want to do a little investigation to, if you go down to Florida, it's very popular down there, and out on the West Coast too in California. This, the company may actually be a California based company, but it's all about making sure that you're going to take up. Well, let me ask you this. What's the front yard now? Is it just grass and dirt?
Oh, boy.
And,
It's half grass and half dirt, and it's solid.
Got it. Right.
The ground is solid.
So that can
if I have to aerate it.
Yeah, that can be. Well, that can be a benefit to you, because then that way when you put down the new synthetic lawn, it'll be nice and smooth and hard.
Right.
But it does need to get cultivated and tined up and then leveled. Are you going to hire Are you going to hire somebody to do this, or are you going to do it?
Oh, definitely. But you know what? I can't find anybody.
Yeah. So the biggest issue there is it's going to be a landscape contractor, and it's got to be somebody with a little bit of experience. I mean, quite frankly, it's really just like putting down a puzzle. The stuff that you're describing is a puzzle, but it's the to have the really good finished look that you're going for. It needs to be the sub work underneath there is the one that has to be done right. And so look around. I tell you what, there's a company or an organization I talk about, the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, NARI, NARI.org. And if you go there and you look at contractors, landscape contractors that are members there, you probably have a really good chance of finding somebody that can do this work for you. It's a smaller job, but the prep work, like anything, is everything. Thanks so much for the phone call. Bumping up against time here. Lou Manfredini here, House Smarts Radio. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
System. Now, I don't know anything about tankless. Can you help me, sir?
Sure. Well, they don't have a tank.
He's taking your calls live.
Where are you getting this kind of radio? Nowhere.
Right here on House Smarts Radio. Sweet dreams are
made of the end. Welcome back. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Let's go back to the phone lines. It's Craig calling in from Palatine. Hey, Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Lou, and thank you for all of your recommendations. My wife and I appreciate the wet and forget and the ant protection and installing a chimney liner. So
wow.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome. I love all that. That's great. Now let me ask you the question of the day. What kind of laundry detergent do you use at your house?
Oh, gosh.
Okay, this is a problem. This is like a total stereotype when I ask a man what kind of laundry soap, and then this is the second guy that had to ask and guess.
Yep, my wife prefers to do it, believe it or not, so I don't get close to that.
Lindsay, do you think that David knows? Yeah.
I don't even know what kind David uses.
Oh, right. You don't, right. You.
You guys do
separate laundry. That's right. Okay. Never mind. Well, that's a whole other therapy session. How can I help you this morning, Craig?
So, two questions. Home security system. My son and his lovely wife have bought their first home in New Orleans.
Nice.
And it's a 4-year-old, you know, single family,
mm-hmm.
one story, and when they're gone, he wants to be sure that they have some protection there.
Mm-hmm.
And the second is for us here, we have 10 of us neighbors in a townhome complex with brick paver, patios, and stairs, and we're looking to install handrails for all of us. We're all getting older. So.
Right.
Obviously, you can't drive into a brick paver for this lack of stability with it.
Well, let me start with your issue with the railing. With the brick pavers, what you'll do is you're going to get an iron contractor to come out and do a rail, whether it's in aluminum or wrought iron, whatever it is. They're going to take up several of the brick pavers. And they're going to dig down to put a footing for these posts. And then more than likely, you're going to have a brick contractor come back and recut and reinstall the brick around the poles that they put in. So from a standpoint of stability, which is very important, that is completely attainable even with a brick paver issue. And you could certainly... accomplish that no problem. So you're looking for railing contractors that can come out and do this kind of work. What kind of lineal footage would you say you need?
So the patios generally are 10 by 14. It's just a two-step down from the house. Actually, three steps if you count the step out of the house.
Right.
To the top of the brick paver stairs.
Do you have a pen or a pencil? Because I have a really good friend of mine who's been in this business for a very long time, and they would definitely be somebody that you could call.
Right.
The company, it's in the Chicagoland area, Chicago's Finest Ironworks.
Okay.
But they're actually a Southside company. Okay. And the number is 708-895-4484. Now, on your son's house, I have to tell you, probably the past 2 years now, I swapped out. We had an alarm system in our house forever, and I couldn't the alarm contractor that I had at the time, you know, I wanted to do some sort of internet-based thing because I didn't want a phone line, and it was a long story. But I ended up switching to the Ring, R-I-N-G, alarm and camera system. And I could not be happier with how the system works. And this is something, it's an Amazon company, but you can buy it. Well, you can either buy it via Amazon or there's other vendors as well. There's a brain box that you buy, and you can connect sensors to all. This is like a do-it-yourself thing for your son that is could not be any easier because everything is wireless. And this hooks up to your internet service, but it also has a cellular backup built in. And I believe for professional monitoring for the entire year, it's like $125. And when you go with that professional monitoring, it allows you to connect basically as many cameras if they want. So let's say they want to do one of those doorbell cameras in the front or the back. It allows you to connect as many cameras as you want and have their cloud service, which stores all of the video that they could possibly store. And so from a, you know, we see it all the time on the news, right? People are like, oh, here's a camera, a security camera. It's part of, you know, neighborhood security systems now. There's a bunch of different makers of this. I have personal experience with this Ring system. And I got to tell you, the other thing too is I can activate or deactivate it on my cell phone from anywhere. So if I had a service provider coming to the house, I can unlock the door or deactivate the alarm system and let them in. And then when they leave, I can do the same.
That'll be perfect. And
yeah.
By the way, my wife handed me a note. It's the Nellie's laundry soap.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Look at that. That is, so you're it's more eco-friendly over at your house. I like that.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Be well, sir. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. Let's see if we can get one more call in right before we have to say goodbye. This is Carol, who's in Brooklyn. Hi, Carol. Oh, there she is. Come on, Carol. Come on, Carol. Carol, we need you, Carol.
Let
them in. We can hear the show again, and then it's like our own little podcast.
No, she wants to know. She's got rats. The city's been doing a lot of digging.
Oh, Carol.
Oh, there she is.
Carol, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Good morning. I have a problem, and in this city, and the city's doing a lot of digging for water mains and sewer lines, and after decades of not seeing anything, I have rats.
Oh, yeah.
And so has the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I started paying someone monthly, and it seemed like the food that they were, the bait, was bringing more rats. So
right.
I stopped, and now there are, because they're coming by my house, the construction, it's even more so. How can I get another company that will kill the rats? Or I've read about dry ice.
Well, I mean, so this is a big issue, right? Because they're all hanging out in the sewer lines and the water mains and areas. And so they're just...
And in my garden.
Right. So they're...
My garden.
Right. They're just disrupting where they've been living. And, you know, the thing is, you just haven't seen them, but they're there. The thing is, with the bait, you're right, it will attract more of them. The key is that you have to bring the bait away from the house and bait them far away so that you're drawing them there, and you're going to need to do it for like a month, if not a few weeks. I appreciate the phone call. We're bumping up against time. This hour of House Smarts Radio is over, but you can keep calling at 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568.